Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. My name is Astasia, and today we're going to be having a conversation about taking risks in our lives. I'm really excited to be recording this conversation, this video for you. So let's just get right into it. So before we go on, I want to share with you the card that I pulled for our conversation today. And this card, it says, ambush fears with your ferocious dream. I know it's backwards, but I hope you can see it. And I'm going to read out loud to you the meaning of this card before we begin the conversations, or to actually get us started for the conversation. Essential meaning. This is a time to be courageous, standing up to fear for the big sacred win, a great time to take risk, your dream being within reach. Your fear is an indicator that you are brave enough to challenge the status quo. It is normal to experience fear on the road to success. Every successful creator on the planet has had myriad moments when they were worried that their idea may not work. Learn to manage your self-doubt and do it anyway. Tell fear to move out of the way and know that your prosperity will come when you are courageous enough to follow your own light down your own path. Innovation always coexists with vulnerability, so allow them to live inside of your dream together. You won't have all of the answers, but remember, most of the time the unknown is not nearly as terrible as you could imagine it to be. Sometimes your big fear will actually be as tiny as a little mouse that blocks the elephant's path. Like a gentle giant, use your great power, presence, inspiration, and regal fierceness to stand up and do it anyway. Find your bravery and go for it. Your dream is worth it. The questions that I wanted to propose to you in this video today is there anything in your life in this moment that you desire to take a risk with? Is it a conversation that you want to have with someone, a really important conversation? Is it something that you wanted to share an emotion, a feeling with another person? Is it a certain need that you want to express to someone who's close to you? A lot of the times we think about risk as this big, audacious, bold thing. That is risk. And the little risks that we take in our daily life are also really important, such as sharing our feelings, our needs, saying things that are important to say but we haven't yet had the courage to say to someone. Those are all the beautiful risks that we can all take to improve our daily life. Risks that associate with being our authentic self in relationships, in our career, in our daily life, in the things that we do, what we want to do, and things that are not aligned for us. All of those are risks. Risks of being true and honest when it is easier to lie, to deceit, to manipulate. But in those moments, you choose to be honest, to be transparent, to be authentic, to be upfront. Those are all risks. Those are actually really big, important risks, and it defines our character. They're not easy, but what I have found is everything that I have been able to do that is really hard has actually created so much more strength within me. And I truly believe that if that has been the case for me, that can be the case for you. Is that any time when you choose to embark to do something that is seemingly so difficult in your life, so challenging, that upon completion or upon finishing that task, you are going to feel so much more strength within you. Because at that point, you have leveled up your capacity, your capability, how you view yourself. You no longer view yourself as this person who couldn't accomplish that difficult task, but you see yourself as this person who can do difficult things, and that is really, powerful. What other areas of your life deserve to be risked, for you to take risks in those areas? When it comes to your life path, what choices, what decision making would contribute to a greater life, a more adventurous life, a more expansive life, a life that would contribute to a future that you would be so excited to think about? What would be those risks? The reason why I'm posing these questions is because these are the questions that I ask myself all the time. I use those questions to guide my decision making. I know that it is easy to stay within certainty. It's something that we all seek. We all seek for stability and certainty. It is one of the human's core needs. And yet, if we continually seek that certainty, that stability in our external environment, we are always setting ourselves up for internal anxiety. When we become stronger human beings, we are able to be stable and certain inside. And our external environments can be anything, but it doesn't affect us. This is the core of every, superhuman practice, whether it be meditation, whether it be martial arts at the highest level, dance, all of those things, anything that gets you into the flow, you know that what it's teaching you is to be that calmness, that stability, that peace within, regardless of what is happening on the outside. In fact, our external circumstances do not define us. It is us, how we respond to it, that creates it. So that core needs of certainty must be developed for within. But when we take risks outside in our external environments, we tend to be rewarded for them. Some rewards are short-term, some rewards are long-term. If you've invested in stocks, you know stocks investments are long-term. They look at decades, right? I don't look at, I invest today, I have to get a reward tomorrow. No. Real estate, stock investments, these things are long terms. People look at decades. People look at, investment for their retirements, right? Their future, their long-term investment. And some of the risks that we take in our lives, they are long-term investments. They are long-term rewards. We may not see all of the benefits tomorrow, but we have to trust that the fruit will bear itself over time. A lot of the times, I think in our society, the it's like the kind of like fast food chain, right? We expect things to be delivered in a very fast manner. We expect our Amazon delivery to be within 2 days because that's what Amazon promised. We expect mails and text messages to be sent immediately upon sending them because that is just how fast technology has been moving. So sometimes when it comes to us, we expect ourselves to have accomplished certain things in our life instantly. Like if you wanted a soulmate, a loving relationship, you want it now. If you wanted to make money, you want it now. If you wanted to have a successful business, you want it now. Even concepts of manifestations, we think that it all must happen now. As I think the thought, it must manifest instantly. But our dreams are not like instant noodles or instant food or fast food. Our dreams are masterpieces of creation. It's a whole compilation of our entire journey in our life. So why the rush? Why the rush to get there as fast as possible, to be this person as fast as possible, to reach our goal as fast as possible, and to make decisions that are short-sighted? We don't need that. I think what we need is to take risks, to make decisions that are going to be long-term, that are going to give us the rewards long-term. Even rewards that may not be recognized, maybe rewards that are not visible to other people's eyes. But what if the rewards are so meaningful to you? They are so important to you. Because you know, in the age of social media, and I can't even say social media, because back in the days, right? I think this is just across human evolution, like human being human, is that a lot of times we look outside for social validation, right? We judge someone based on what they are wearing, the social status that they have, their job, how much money they're making, where do they live, their house. We use all of those standards to create a key mark of are they successful or not. But that to me is still at a very surface level, because what I see is that there is much more than that. There is so much more depth to our human experience than just the external things that we use to define ourselves. There is our spiritual self, our relationship with who we are, our authenticity, our character trait, our values, our process, and our relationship with the Creator. The seeds that we were born to birth. If we are oak trees, it's the seed of an oak and the manifestation of an oak tree that we're meant to manifest over a course of a lifetime. So for me, what I see taking risk is to not just about the short-term pleasurable gratification, but the beautiful long-term journey that we get to walk together. To live a life that is so true to who we are, what we want, how the Creator made us to be, that is the greatest risk, the most beautiful reward that you and I can have in this lifetime. And that is something that I have believed for so long. I believe we all have that seed within us. For some people, they're meant to be artists, to be singers and rappers. For some, they're meant to be artists like painters and, you know, people that play music, musicians or poetry, writers, speakers. For some people, leaders, humanitarian people, doctors, pet caregivers. Some people just really love pet. We all have certain seeds inside of us that we're born to be this human, this beautiful human being in our greatest manifestation over a lifetime. And I think our most important decision is that we make the decision to invest everything that we have, not just about money, but energy, time, effort, dedication to growing that seed that is exactly who we are and who we're meant to be in this lifetime. I'm going to leave this conversation here. I thank you for being here with me, for watching this video. I'm really grateful for the time that we are in right now. This present moment is the most beautiful, significant moment that I get to spend with you, and I'm really grateful for that. So thank you for being here. And if you're here watching this till the very end, please leave behind the comments so that I know that you're here with me. Share with me things that stood out for you, things that you learned. You can help me share this video on your page, help me expand my work, my impact. Thank you for watching, and I will see you in the next video.